Over the past few weeks, we ran through very quickly the words of the Tzemach Tzedek in the mitzvah of Ahavas Yisrael, the Issa of Sin Yisrael, and the mitzvah of Ahavas Yisrael, which contains tremendous, tremendous yisoides, not only in Be'olam L'Chaveiro, Ahavas Yisrael, but as the Rebbe shows, that mitzvah of Ahavas Yisrael is the Pesach that leads us to Ahavas Hashem and to Kol HaTorah Kulo, to Kiyum of Kol HaTorah Kulo. Hashem Yichu Kudshavichu Shchintei L'yachad Hashem Yukei V'vavke Yichu Kudshavichu Shchintei Knesset Yisrael and Hashem Ani Lo Doidi V'Doidi Li Doidi Li V'Ani Loi. Over the past few years there have been wonderful Pirushim written by Chassidim and not only from Chabad Chassidim, the Birei Chassidus that everybody's learning. It's a machon that consists of people from different backgrounds, primarily Chabad Chassidim. And also, the past few years, three volumes have come out with a Peirush on Derech Mitzvei Secha from a Jew by the name of Rav Omer Halevi. And it's a wonderful Peirush. It's very clear, very, very clear, very thorough. It helps us through the Musagim in Kabbalah and Chassidus that may not be familiar with. There are parts here that are not going to be necessary to focus on, and we'll be able to move very, very quickly through some of them, and others will have to stay more focused. There's only a few weeks left to the Zman. I really would like, even if need be at the end, if it's necessary, to sit for 3-4 hours to finish, even if it's by myself. I can get one person that will just keep me company. We'll keep on going to finish it. I don't want to leave it unfinished. So this way, even chever that we're not able to stay to the end, they could listen to it and review it a little bit. So let's begin. There's no time to spare. We have to work hard. Since we're already familiar with Gufam Shaldvarim, we already learned the Maimer, the Pshat in the Maimer. So things will go very quickly, Mitzvah. The Rebbe begins with the Isser of Shloi Lis L'Chaveiro. It says entirely, Lysis Nesachicha B'Lvecha. And the Mitzvah Saseh of Le'ahayv Kolodim Yisrael Shnema V'Yahav T'Lecha Kamecha. Fine. Shtayim Shehin Achas. T'chilu Metzatei Shnei Psukim in Ater Ha'iskim in Mitzvah Sahavis Yisrael. V'chein Tzitutim Yisefer Achinach. The Rebbe, the Tzemach Tzedek, begins by quoting the Psukim from Chumash. And the lashon of the Sefer Chinuch, Sefer Isig Uminin Amitzvus Mashmusan, that of course teaches us the 613 mitzvahs. Psichazu Noyadalav here, so mitzvahs Ahavis Yisrael, he achas my mitzvahs, behematsivu betairu, hukafu. You know, there are certain mitzvahs we have that are written more than once in the Torah. Mitzvahs Asay, shall vihaf lecha kamaycha, mechad. Here we have the mitzvahs Asay, the positive commandment of Yahav Lecha Kamaycha, umi'idach, we have also the tzivi of Elias Asay, himanus misinas Yehudi Achya, the iser to hate another Jew, leisisnas achicha b'levecha. So we have a mitzvah Asay of Ahava, and we have a Elias Asay of Sina. Omnam shteya mitzvah halalu hen be'etzem mitzvachas. But we're going to learn that really these two, the essay and the love, are two sides or two halves of one entire unit, as we're going to learn. Isis and Isisrael, Yesh Lamad al Hevdlos of Mitzvazu, Shleilis Nesachaver, Leben Shah, Mrs. Leses, Shabbatayr. First of all, it's important to understand that there's a very fundamental difference between this love, this Isser of hating, of sinner, that distinguishes it from other Isurim of the Torah. If we look at the 248 positive commandments, most of them, almost all of them, of course with some exceptions, are practical mitzvahs that require a certain specific dinim of how they're to be carried out. And most of the mitzvahs require some specific act. On the other hand, in the 365 Lois essays, prohibitions of the Torah, Ein pu'ula maisis, we're not talking about doing something. Kim sivu le'imonu mi'pu'ula. What the law says, the mitzvah of the Torah is, don't do this. Don't do this. Shave al taz. Don't do this. Don't eat the tarfis. Don't be machal shabbos. And so on. In other words, in order for a person to be over and alav, one has to become vasei, go against the issue of the Torah, to do a maisa that's menuga, that to do an act that is opposed to the tzivoy that forbids that act. Which of course means that certainly the raisa, that there's no question that if a person just thinks about doing an aveir, also, and even if he has the intention to carry it out, he's not over and alav if he's thinking about it, because Baruch is not mitzar of that to a ma'isa. On the mudarim lekach, Shakadosh Baruch Hu mitzarif machshava lemaisa, rak yeshem meduba machshava tova, ach loya machshava ra. Only when it comes to Jews, only by machshava tova, if one wants to do something good, a mitzvah, and he can't do it, he's an onus. So there is an inyan that Kadosh Baruch Hu considers as a ki'ilu. And there's a very interesting discussion in the Achronim. What does that mean? That it's ki'ilu? Does it mean that lemaisa it was as if it took place, or it's just, it's considered as if it took place? That's not for now. However, when it comes to a machshav ha-ro, if a person intends to do something bad, now, with Avodah Zarah it's different, because it could be there that there's a different gedder when it comes to Avodah Zarah. But stam, if your intention is to do something bad, it's not an act. You didn't do anything. Me'ir l'kach, then let's take it to the next step. Yesh nam yisrim shodam oiza af ma'isi oser. There's some isurim that when a person does the maisi isur, he does the actual aveir. Ach isur yechoshev kaveir al mitzvah leisasei. Rakim yesh lo yesodem revach on nezak miha aveir. There are other aveirs that even if the person commits this crime against the Ratzon Hashem, still midaraisa, it's not considered that he's over on the love, rakim yesh leis adam revach on nezak mehaveir, unless the person derives some benefit, some profit, or if there's damage that was caused as a result of the aveir. L'moshel, this is by many of the lavim, particularly in areas of chesh mishpat. L'moshel, ha'isa l'shaker. It's in the same parasha as v'atrach k'marcha. The isa to lie. Shemurka v'mikame mitzvah ha'aseh v'lo yiseh ha'aseh achz mehen yalav. Next page. Shaloi lavra al v'leisa shakru ish ba'amitza. So the Torah says that the person cannot lie. V'leisa shakru ish ba'amitza. Issa zemurka v'mikame chalokim. This issa is composed of a number of parts. Chelik echad hua issa shaloi l'shaker. The issa not to lie. Shnemar v'leisa shakru. You're not allowed to lie. Hachelik esheni hua issa l'shaker ish ba'amitza. She'os l'ramas is chaver. You can't cheat, you can't mislead another Jew. Hayetz mekach l'dugmahu kasheyesh kan kfiris mamon. A classic example of that is that Reuven owes money to Shimon, and he's kai from mamon. He says, I don't owe you anything, right? I don't owe you. He denies it. Kfiris mamon. Da'inu shamashaker marviach mamon mehashaker. Now here, the mishaker, the Torah is telling us that in this situation, it's not on the etzem hasheker. The lav is not that he says something, just that he's saying something not true. There you have midrash shekel, a tirchak, a different isurim. But as far as this isur of l'sishaku ish b'amiso, the Torah is telling us that in a situation where the mishaker is marviach momen mehasheker, when the person who is lying is gaining as a result of his lie, he's making a profit, he's making money. He's kaifer b'momen. He's kaifer, he denies that he owes this money. Agar mechaver nezek, al pi kfir rosa. Or he causes this other Jew some loss as a result of this kfira, as a result of this denial. Rak oz hu oivah gam l'isser, so v'lo s'shaku ish ba'amiso. Only then is he oivah on the isser of l'o s'shaku ish ba'amiso. Mishum shehir viyach momen mikach sheshikeh. And that particular lav of Leis Sakra Ish Bamiso is talking about when there was damage, when there was a loss, and the liar profited. Lumaso, Misha Maitse Mipiv Dovashen Emes, on the other hand, in such a situation, a person just lies. I will af echalay nizik mishekezeh, but nobody is affected by that lie. Nobody is hurt by that lie. Mashakari Bisfasam Sheker Lavan, what's called a white lie. That this guy is not going to get onto the onto the list of Lamed Vav Tzadikim, so he's a liar. But the fact that he said something that is not true, he made up a story. So he says, I heard this, I heard that. He makes up a story. The Metzius says he didn't harm anybody, he didn't cause any loss, any damage. Nobody acted upon that in such a way that there would be a loss of money or any kind of damage. So even though this person is a shakran, he belongs to a group of people who are called shakranim, and Chazal have some strong things to say, and they bring the pasuk Achnemed Dovish Gram Leikin LeNeged Einai, and Hashem says about liars, I don't like to look at them, I don't want to see them. That means stam if a person lies. And if he says something to some Irish guy that he lies about, but sof kol sof, if he didn't cause a loss of money or any damage, so he's not oyv on the love of Eloiz Shakra. He's not over on this Isser of Lishakru Ish Ba'amis. Nipsish Chidei Lavral Isser Lishasim in the Torah comes out that in order to be over on this love that we're talking about Lishakru, Chayiv Shetia To'elis L'Meshakir, there must be some benefit that the Meshakir, that the liar has. A Nezik L'Chaveir, he causes some damage or harm to the other guy. Shaisa Shakra, Kitaitsami Pelos, as a result of his false statement. Lu'umazois, in contrast to all of this, we have a remarkable Isser of Sinas Yisrael. It's a little bit of lumbus to understand. Sinas Yisrael, the Isser of hating a Jew. Ein Zakach, it's different. Gam kasher asina hitchusha pnimis bilvad. Here we have a very, very difficult, very demanding standard of the Torah. Because here the Torah is telling us that there is such a thing that a person has an emotion, nobody in the world knows about it. Again, without going into all the pratim of this issa, because there's a very, very big range of shittas the Rishonim. But here there's such a thing that a person has a sin, which is tchusha pnimis bilvad. Hakayem is beliba shel hasanei. That a person feels in his heart. Mibli ligram kol nezik l'adam hasanei olav. Even if he doesn't cause any damage or any loss to the person he despises. Loy l'rechusho, not to this person's possessions. Loy l'ma'amado, and not to this person standing in the community. And even if the guy doesn't gain himself anything by hating the person, he stam hates the guy, period. His hatred does not cause any harm to the person he hates, nor is there any loss or anything or any gain on his part. Nevertheless, with this emotion, with this feeling of hatred, he's over in the love. Now, Ahavas Yisrael, loving another Jew, we would understand, means that we're talking about a mitzvah that is purely an olam chaveru, between one Jew and another. Here there's also something that's unique. In the mitzvah of Ahavas Yisrael. Just as in the Isra of Sinas Yisrael, there's such a thing that for a feeling, for an emotion, whatever the shear is of that hatred we're not going into now, but there's such a thing that a person can be even a lawfully sister. So there's something very remarkable about the mitzvah of Ahavas Yisrael, that the Tzemach Tzedek, of course, goes into in great depth, which is the fact that even though I would think, Kosal Kadaituch, I mean, I would think, that Ahavas Yisrael is just a mitzvah between two Jews, But we learn, ki beheda havis yisrael nivka makesha shel ha'adam im HaKadosh Baruch. It's not true. That if one fails to be in that world of ahavas yisrael, again, if you're missing this love, if you're missing this emotion, this feeling towards other Jews, that somehow there's a pgam, a terrible pgam, in your relationship with HaKadosh Baruch, with God. V'chol avayt z'Hashem shalach haseirah. Your Shabbos is not Shabbos, or it's a Shabbos that's barely handicapped. Your tefillin, your lulav, your shayfer, chayis. Alagit zachen, all the wonderful things that we do. In the absence of this positive emotion of ahava, everything that we do is together chaser. So the Torah has gone very much out of its way when it comes to the law of the Isser of Sinna, and when it comes to the mitzvah of ahava. And we need to understand why. Let's try to get the cover a little more. I'll come back. Okay, we'll come back. Because these many things will probably be answered. Let's try to move a little bit because this is the easier part. The fact that a person has some personal feeling against somebody else, or how do you feel, you hate the guy, or there's some love that's missing there, positive feelings that are not there, shagoyim lefgam bekeshra kloli shaloi atzmai imabari, that causes there to be a pgam in your whole relationship with God. Kol ze yizbara behamshach. All of this is nizbara behamshach. In Mitzvah Shem we're going to learn, we'll have time, I have to remember to get back to this, that the whole distinction between a balgaiva and a person who's an anav. What is gaiva? How do we define conceit? How do we define humility? Will be understood as we go through the maamar. What does it mean to be a balgaiva? That's separation from other people. What does it mean to be an anav? That one sees himself as part of the people. All of this will be, Mitzvah Shem, understood. Now the Rebbe brings, again we're going quickly because we're familiar with this, the Rebbe brings the famous story of the Hillel HaZaken and the guy that comes to convert. You do a Maimah Hillel at the bottom of the page, you do a Maimah Hillel HaZaken, La'gir da'lachsni la'chavach le'savit, what you hate for yourself, don't do to somebody else. Zel kol ator kul, v'idach perushahu. Hillel tells this guy, this gear, that's kol ator kul. Ahavis Yisrael is kol ator kul. Ubemis, any movement kol kach? Tatenach b'mitzvah shebenol v'chaveru, al mitzvah shebenol v'mokam, my ikel v'mayim, you have it, page kol faith, the next page. So kol ator kul. So the Gemara tells the story. He wants to be converted while standing on one foot, on one leg. We know that Shammai threw him away. Bamas Abinyan Shabiyadu, the beam of the building that he was holding. That's a big Indian, what that was. Why does the Gemara tell us that? It's not for now. And Hillel was Megayim. Omala Hillel, Dalachsin Lechavach Lesavim, what you hate. Don't do it to another Jew. Zuri kol Torah kula vidach perush. The rest is a perush. Zil Gemara, go and learn. Mak shal shivas zushil hilaz. Okay. The Semach Tzedek asks, what was Hillel HaZaken talking about? He machein mitzvah ahavas yisrael. He tams his kol Torah kula. Is that true? That the mitzvah ahavas yisrael contains within it kol Torah kula. We understand that the mitzvah to love Jews and the issue to hate Jews, we understand that those are the foundations of all of the mitzvahs between one Jew and another. We understand. If you love somebody, then you'll want to help them in all the different ways that all and so on. If you hate somebody, then you behave on this lashon hara and mechilas and so on. We understand, but all of that is in the world of ben lamchaver. Ram ha'imzu kol atar kula hariyeshon gam mitzvahs rabba shem ben lamalchem. Kate said, "Had the mitzvahs avis yisrael." Again, we're doing a little chazar here, but a little bit more. Kate said, "Had the mitzvahs avis yisrael yochel akiv is a mitzvah ben lamalchem." But what are these two mitzvahs of Ahavas Israel and the love of Sinis Israel? What does that have to do with my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Hamesh Chisar Betfilah Shemespal Adam Beglal Shechaser Lo Ahavas Israel. There's something missing in my davening because I'm not an Oiv Yisrael, so something's missing in my davening. It's a Shaychus Yesh, but I miss the Lehov Kolach Miyisrael. This is Tefillin Shabbos Kashrus. L'Kol Tziviach She Ben Al Labari. What does have to do with Shabbos and Kashrus? Loving another Jew. L'Sikum. If Hillel would have told the Ger that if you want to know what's the basic foundation of all mitzvahs between one Jew and another, that's what I could tell you. I can tell you that in a couple of words. That's the mitzvah of Ahavas Yisrael. And if you don't want something being done to you, don't do it to anybody else. That's the klal of kol mitzvah v'lom chaveru. Hayinit l'havetzos. Achay, Mrs. Rabbis, come in, le'selich, rochel, b'mecha, le'tidzach, not to say lashon hara, not to kill, le'sigdut, to steal, k'shus, b'yifin, yoshel, mitzvah, Ahavas Yisrael. You understand that all of that is connected to Ahavas Yisrael. Not to steal, not to kill. Adam Shoeb is a loss, and when you love somebody, you're not going to speak Lashon Hara. And that's what we spoke about, that all these Lashon Hara, anti-Lashon Hara campaigns, they're beautiful. And the people that are doing these things are tzaddikim. But when it comes down to it, you could have pictures of the Chavos Chaim, you know, pasted all over the wall, and on your phone, and on your iPhone, and your iPad. You could have the Chavos Chaim on your screensaver. Right, you could have the Chavos Chaim's picture there. But if you hate this person, if you hate, God forbid, Jews, so what's going to do? The underlying problem is that you have an inyan with other people. And then Lashon Hara becomes something which is extremely, extremely enticing. But if you love this person, why would you say any Lashon Hara about it? So it's clear that the shirish of all Chayshumishpet Banom Chaveiro is Ahavas Yisrael. That's clear, that's obvious. And not to hate other Jews. So if Hillel would have said that to the Ger, that if I could tell you as far as Banom Chaveiro is concerned, I'll give you this one klal, and V'idach, the rest, there's a lot to learn, tefillin and mezuzah and all of that, we could understand. But that's not what he says. Achil Azokin Amal Ager, Ki Mitzvah Zuhi, Kol Tarkula. All of Yiddishkeit. That's the question. Ubefrat Shabbos Baruch Sivim Tzadak Tamatitim, like Yadua. Kedei lechazik is a sheila, maybe sheila klolos. In order to be mechazik this question that we have on the whole business of Ahavas Yisrael and Sinis Yisrael, the Tzemach Tzedek brings a very, very deep theological question that goes all the way back to Eev, and Eev is the one that articulated it, but it's ever since there's been a human being in this world. It's the question. The Sefer Eev Nemem Chatosa Matifal Bayim Tzedakta Matitan Lai. It says in Eev, if you sin, Matifal Bo, what does that do to God? You're not harming God when you sin. Matifal Bo, what does that cause to Hashem if you sin? And the other side of that, in Tzedakta, and if you do something great, in Tzedakta Matitan Lai, what do you think? You're doing something for him? He needs your mitzvahs. He's hurt by your averus. Klamer if tama ketsi yitach lemesh mitzvahs benon lamokum or befrat mitzvahs benon chaveru yifalu shinui chalidu b'kadosh baruch. Eve is asking a very basic question: how could it be that any mitzvahs that we do could in any way, and we're talking about, and especially if it's benon chaveru, how could that in any way improve my relationship with God or benefit God? And any aveira that I do, the benabim the chaveira and benol makom, is that possible to cause any damage or any change? Chalila b'kadosh baruch hu. Gamim ha'adam oisa ach tov v'tzedek. Next page. Even a person does ach tov v'tzedek. U'mekayim mitzvos rabbos. Person does only great stuff. Ayin z'mekayim mitzvos rabbos. Many, many mitzvos. But we're running low. Sorry. Oh, there's more?
Yeah.
Those are the next pages? Coming up?
No.
I should slow down. Well, Makai, Mitzvahs, Rabbis, and even if a person's Makai, lots of Mitzvahs. In Tzadok, there's a big Tzadik. Allah Hepach, Adam Chalila Chaytim Ha'isa'ovah. Oh, God forbid, a guy is a big Balavarius. He does all kinds of bad things. What hashpah? Does that have any hashpah? Does that influence Hashem? Ha'ein Saifi, the one who's infinite. Shena Mishtana Chalila Ve'Nezokru Kulu's loss of Klal. Nothing changes Hashem. He's not in the spoil from anything that L'Chari, that we do, that's good or that's bad. He doesn't need us. He doesn't need what we do. V'Milam Pshutis. Ha'im Echpas Klal L'Kadosh Baruch Hu Mima'aseinu. That's a big question. What Bechlal does God care about what we do? Sheila Zuhi Sheila Yisodis Ugdola. Aklolus of the same Torah mitzvahs. This is not just a question about these mitzvahs, it's a question about all of our avodas Hashem. Efshal ha'isit tosefes hezber behekshal devei of mavoyim b'mayim. Now, why does that Samach Tzedek raise this issue here? He could raise this in any mitzvah or any law, right? Why does he raise this here? Because of this. Rashi over there in Shabbos, Masbir Ketzad Hillel v'dvarv. Now Rashi, as I mentioned when we first went over this, Rashi's bothered by this statement of Hillel that this is Kol HaTorah Kula. How is this Kol HaTorah Kula? Rashi's bothered by that. So therefore, Hamila Chavrich HaKaisa Rashi, therefore, Rashi explains that when Hillel said Mashasonu Alecha L'Chavrich Loisasa, Loisavid, Zel Kol HaTorah Kula, that's the whole Torah. Rashi explains that in the word Chavir, you're a friend, Remezes Al Kadosh Baruch. That is alluding to Hashem. Kfisha Oimer Pasuk, Ve'acha, Ve'reya Avicha, Loisazav. It says in the Pasuk, in Mishlei, that Hashem is your friend and your father's friend. Don't abandon him. The Pasuk in Yiv is saying, don't abandon our dear friend, your friend, which is Hashem. Hashem is our friend. So Rashi is saying the pshat in what Hillel says to the ger, the same way that if you ignore me, or if you do something against what I ask you, that hurts my feelings, that harms our relationship. I'm affected by that. I'm affected by what you've done against me. Kach aloi la'odam la'hafres et sivuim shari'acha. So too, don't go against what your friend commanded you. But here Rashi's telling us the friend is a hint to Hashem. Because Rashi was bothered by this. How could it be Taka Kol HaTorah Kula if you don't keep Shabbos? How does that? So Rashi says, well, we see that Yahaflu Re'acha Kamocha, the Re'a is also a hint to Hashem. That means that according to Rashi is telling us that Hillel, in fact, is telling the Ger, is alluding to this by saying that anything you do which is against the commandments of the Torah, you should know that you're hurting your friend, because God is your friend. It's not just talking about a human being. If it was just a human being, there would only be Mitzvahs Ben Al Machaveira. But since we're talking about the friend of all friends, God, that means even if you don't keep Shabbos, you're hurting your friend. If that's the friend who we're talking about. Zakash Baruch Hu, Elo Olo Lushmor V'lasis Kola Mitzvah Shin Domiyas Hashem. Nimtsu Shekola Torah Kula Achein Rimuz V'Mishpatzeh. That's Rashi's pshat. How could Hillel Azakin come and tell this guy? How could he tell the Ger? L'chavr Cholei Savid. What you don't like, don't do to your chaver. That's Kol HaTorah Kula. What does it have to do with Shabbos and Kashrus? So that's why Rashi has to say what? That Chavrucha is not talking about Reuven and Shimon. It's talking about the big friend, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Which we all feel intuitively, when we learn that Rashi, that it's hard to say that. That's the pshat in what Hillel was saying. You would think that Hillel would have then explained, We're talking about somebody who's not Jewish, and he's thinking about converting. Now we didn't know this pasuk in Mishlei. We didn't know this pasuk in Mishlei. So why would we expect this fellow to know the pasuk in Mishlei? And why would we expect him to know this pshat that Rashi has a pshat that Re'acha could also refer to God? Hillel told him that you don't want something done to yourself, don't do it to your friend. So this guy walked away thinking the friend is God. I mean, Rashi is very, very deep, but it's hard to understand. Right? It's hard to understand. The simple pshat is, Hillel said, don't do so, if you don't like something being done to you, don't do it to another Jew. Period. That's called Turk. Rashi is struggling with that. And Rashi said, what's the pshat? What do you mean? What's that have to do with Shabbos and Yom Tov? So therefore Rashi says, well, we see that Re'acha can also mean Hashem. That's also your friend. So don't do anything against your friend. Who's your friend? God. I mean, that includes any mitzvah you have to listen to and any affair you can't do. But the pshutim shel dvarim don't sound like that. It doesn't sound like that. The pshat. But the tzemach tzedek in this context brings the pasuk from Eev to ask on this. What do you mean don't do something to hurt your friend? But you don't like being done to yourself, don't do it to your friend. And your friend is God. What are you talking about, a human being over here? Someone that gets insulted? If you don't listen to him, he gets insulted. He's angry, he's hurt. We're talking about God. That's why the Tzemach Tzedek brings the pasuk from Eev. Val kach shoel, the bottom of the right column. Val kach shoel v'chi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Melech Malchem Lochem HaKel HaGor L'Gibor V'Anor Nifga Mikach, but he's insulted? He's hurt? Shenon Hashemim B'Kolo? He's like a friend? You ask your friend to do your tayv and he doesn't do it for you, so you're insulted? So Hashem says, you do me a tayv, put on film, and if you don't put on film, the Baruch Shalom is insulted? What are we talking about? Or the chiluf and nana, and if you do put on film, the Baruch Shalom feels good? Kasha on Hashemim Mevatzim as Devar, when we do what he says, that makes him feel good? Hey, me talking klal lechanesh gichadach ariachel anu? Are we able to speak about Hashem as being like a friend, a buddy? Very imchatasam atifalo. Well, that's what Eev is saying. Imchatasam atifalo, boy. If you sin against God, what do you think? You're hurting him? You're insulting him? He gave you the mitzvah. It's for us the mitzvahs. He doesn't get hurt or insulted. Imtzadakta. And if you do a mitzvah, you do something nice. Matitamah. What, you think you're building him up? You're making him feel good? That the kilo, God needs your mitzvahs. That's what Eev says. Now we understand why the Tzemach Tzedek brings, because in the Tzemach Tzedek it doesn't explain all this. That's why the Tzemach Tzedek brings this question from Eev. Because Rashi's holding on to this Re'acha v'Re'ya Avicha, that God is your friend. That's how he explains Hillel. That's called Torah Kula, because God's your friend. So on that, Eev is asking, what is God, your friend? When he gets insulted or something? So we're back to the question. How could Hillel say that that's called Torah Kula? What does that mean? That all of Yiddishkeit is the mitzvah of Ahavas Yisrael and the issue of sin is Yisrael. How could that be all of Yiddishkeit? Weiter. Oid b'term nigas l'varis divrei ha-maimer. Well, the Tarish is a koishi b'divrei Hillel ha-zok. And kvar at the barlon ki mitzvah Ahavas Yisrael, he is sod klali b'keshesh ben Ami Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What we already see is that there's something about this mitzvah of Ahavas Yisrael that's kol ha-toridik, that's inclusive, that's all of Yiddishkeit. The hekshalakach, roi lahavi is divrei adma hazake. Shekasha odem mekabel, the Alter Rebbe brings down, kasha odem mekabel atzma mitzvah seish lahat lecha kamaych ha-kadim ha-tfila. The Alter Rebbe writes that when we observe what the Arizal taught us, that before we begin davening, when we come to shul, before we say Mat Tovu, we begin by saying, Harin Mekabel Alei Mitzvah Zezeshul V'Hat Lecha Kamoicha, that we accept upon ourselves the mitzvah of Ahavas Yisrael. Hadover Mahavas Shah, the Tanya says, the words of the Baal Tanya are, that when we say that we accept upon ourselves Ahavas Yisrael, this is a Shar HaKnisa, it's the gate HaKnisa that allows entrance. If you want to get to Hashem, if you want to come to Hashem and say, Slach lo navi kichatonu, you want to come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, Chaneini Meicha, and ask him, Chaneini Meicha, Chachum B'Ina V'das. You want to come to Hashem and ask, you want to talk to him, you want to ask for what you need, you want to daven for your friends, you want to daven for your family, you have to have a ticket. You have to get stamped. And the way you get stamped is with what? Ahavas Yisrael. If you don't have that, you can't get in. It's a pachat. You can't get in. You have to get stamped. Shara knisa shederach bo yochel adam lovel. Those are the words of the Alter Rebbe. Shara knisa shederach bo yochel adam lovel. Of Hashem lekim lispalo beschusa tekabel tefilas hamispalo. In the schus of Ahavas Yisrael, your tefilas will be accepted. Mitzvah Sahavis Yisrael Yahava Adrusha Kedei Liftorach Shar V'Lamod Mula Kadosh Baruch Hu B'Tfila. The Tanya is saying that in order to get into the inner chamber of the king, to be given an audience with the Creator, you, in order to pass through that gate and get into the Bari Olam, you have to be stamped with the Mitzvah Ahavas Yisrael. It has to say, Oyev Yisrael. Oyev Yisrael. And Bari Se'inyin Kosev Gam HaRizal. And that goes back to the Ariya Kodesh. Al Yidei Zeh, the Rizal says that through this, meaning through the Mitzvah of Ahavta Recha Kamaycha, Tala Tfiloso, your Tfila can ascend, can rise up, Kshi Klula Mikol Yisrael, and your Tfila is joined together with the rest of the Jewish people, V'tuchalalas V'lasas Privileges V'yetzliach, and your Tfila can bear fruit and can be matzliach, can be successful. Those are the words of the Ariya Kodesh. The Ariya Kodesh is, I mean, doesn't it? It says in the actual lashon of the Ariya Kodesh. What does it say there? Ka koisav ha'ari, sheyekabel al atzmai koidim hatfila. The Ariya Kodesh says, not just the mitzvah habis Yisrael. The Ariya Kodesh says, lehoiv kol ben mi Yisrael kenafshi uma'odi. To love every Jew, kenafshi uma'odi. I'm a kabel upon myself to do my best to love every Jew. Kenafshi uma'odi. B'chol nafshcha, b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshcha uma'odecha. B'nafshi uma'odi. Ma'i kavanas amiroso kenafshi uma'odi. What does the Arizal mean by that? Kenafshi uma'odi. What kind of love? He didn't just say I'm a kabel to be makabel upon yourself the mitzvah habis Yisrael. He said to be makabel al atzmai koydim atfil love called ben mi Yisrael kenafshi uma oidi. Those are the words of the Ari. Kenafshi uma oidi. You know, it's not printed like that in the Siddur. Kenafshi uma oidi. Which means b'chol levav b'chol nafsh b'chol moidach. What does he mean by that? What type of love is that? So the Torah succeeded is Mavua Adov Al Yidei Havonis Mashmus Amitish L'Havis Yisrael. This is explained in many places in Chassidus, the mitzvah of Ahavas Yisrael. The pasuk says to love your friend kamocha, like yourself. The way that you love yourself. So now the Rishonim, the Ramban, and other Rishonim are all very, very much bothered by that. But how is that possible? So there are Rishonim that explain. It doesn't mean that you could possibly feel the love that you for another person that you feel for yourself. It means that in terms of how you act and how you behave, that you shouldn't behave differently, any differently than you would behave towards yourself. But on an emotion, on the feeling of ahava, b'keshel ahava shebanu lazulosai, Rasinu says explain the chesidus like this. The Keshe La'ahav is Ben Olmach L'Zulaso. My Tzina Mishnah of Masech is Pirkei Avos Shnei Sugim Shlahav. In Pirkei Avos we're taught, this week's parak of Pirkei Avos, we're taught that there are two basic types of love. Aleph, Ahava Atzmus. Essential love. Atzmus. The essence of love. The Lashon of Chazal of the Mishnah is, it's a love that's not conditional, it's unconditional, it doesn't depend on something else. That's one kind of love. Beis, Ahava Chitzoynis, external. Ahava Chitzoynis. Lashon of Mishnah, in the Lashon of the Mishnah, it's Ahava Tlui V'Dover, conditional love. Love that depends on something. And there the Mishnah says, David, Yehindus, and so on. The Bitu Kenafshi Ma'aydi. So it's explained in Chassidus that when Ariya Kodesh says to love another Jew, Kenafshi Ma'aydi, Kenafshi Ma'aydi, Miskavin Harizal Ahava Atzmis, Shen Tlibadav. The Harizal is talking about doing our best to come to this level, this madrega of ahava that's called ahava atzmus, ahava simply v'dov. He's going to explain the difference. Kedei lamed al hevdel ben ahava chitzonus ben atzmus kenafshi u'ma'odi. In order to understand the difference between ahava chitzonus and ahava pnimus, nishtamish bedugma lekesher miskayim ben Reuven v'Shem. Let's use an example between two Jews. Reuven and Shimon are two separate people. They don't have any connection one to the other. However, Reuven sees that Shimon has certain qualities that could be of use to him, that could be of use to Reuven. Reuven sees that this is the kind of person that I want to be friends with. Why do I want to be friends with him? It's kedai. It's kedai for me to be friends. Why is it kedai? Either it's kedai because he knows a lot of people, he can get me a job, or it's kedai because he's funny, he makes me laugh. Whatever it is. It's kedai, he makes me feel good by being next to him, I enjoy this guy's company. Whatever it is, I get something out of this. So he wants to have a kesh with a person. So when the 16-year-old boy meets the 15-year-old girl, and they're going out a little bit for 15-20 minutes, and he tries to look at her deep in the eyes and say that I feel that our souls are bound together since my Zebraishus. Probably a sentence that's been used many times. I feel this is very, very deep. It could be even, you know, if you were married in the earlier Gilgal. Who knows? So he's interested in having a connection to this girl. It's nahavat liyibadavya. It's not nahavat atzmis. Or the example that's very famous that the tzaddikim use is that when they serve fish and the person says, "Oh, do I love fish?" So someone else asks him that if you love the fish, then why are you eating it? Yeah, it's a famous thing. So same thing. It's the same thing. It's nahavat atzmis. The shaila is, what can I get out of this situation that I'm in now? How can I benefit from this? With the little boy and the little girl, we understand that he has an inyan to gain something from this. He's trying to give her a line that there's nahava atzmus. This is mamish, you know, like David in Yohannes. This is pure. This is something that's the essence. It's the essence of who I am. And she says, "Really?" And he says, "Oh, I never said that to anybody before. I swear to you, I never said that to anybody before." Like you could hear other people laughing in the background, right? So we understand what kind of ahava. It's ahava tliya b'davar. Hakesher af moilid yachash l'ahava kol shibinim. And you know what? Since he gains something from this friend, sometimes because he just wants to hang out with him and it's nice to be seen with him, he's a good guy, whatever it is, then over time they develop, of course, very strong positive feelings between friends. But if you dissect this ahava, if you get to the root of this love, the kesher shenaitzer b'neihem and this relationship, Reuven ene ohev es Shimon atzmai, he doesn't love Reuven himself, the etzem, u'bevada shena kosher be'emes l'Shimon, who ohev es ma'aloisim shel Shimon. What he loves are Shimon's ma'alos. He's funny. He's fun to be with. He's interesting, whatever it is. V'zokru glahem, and he needs this guy. Who ohev es mashu yochel lekabel mishimon. It's not an ahava atzmus. What he loves is what he can gain by this relationship. And of course that it develops into strong feelings, but the shurish of the ahava is ahava tlui b'dov. Ahava ben Reuven leben Shimon, he beroi b'chitzoni b'lvad. In Chassidus this is called ahava chitzonis. Shallow, external love. Ahav misugzen nikletes eitzel Reuven ahoy bechitzan yuso. This doesn't seep into the essence. It's not from the essence. Claimer besechel shalom. It's a hava that's in seichel. Seichel. It makes sense to me to connect to this person. To have a relationship. Sichloi v'havanoso mechayiv him also lev the Shimon. His seichel is mechayiv him to love Shimon. Or in the case of the little boy and girl, his guf is mechayiv him. It's not even so deep as the seichel. Just the guf is not even. It's not even a matter of seichel. The guf says. The guf says to him, I think. This, I think I'm interested in this. That's all. Beglal my loisov, because of the girl's mileys, that she's pretty. Nesulo. And nothing else. Ahava kazu. This kind of a love does not penetrate to the depths, and it's not poyel a kesha mahusi. Can it become that at some point? That's a very big discussion in this one. Can it change from ahava chitzonis to ahava atzmis? Can it change? It could. I'm not going to go into that. But we're talking about where it comes from. Where it comes from, Zuya Havah B'Kesher B'Chitzanis, Ayav L'Chitzanis Anav. Moving me Elav. So all these relationships, you know, especially when you have some friend in camp and you make a bris between the two of you, that you'll never, ever, ever forget each other, and you'll always be friends, and we'll always, I was going to say, write to each other, we'll always text, we'll always email, we'll always Twitter and Facebook and chat and all the other, forever and ever and ever, this is Mamish, till 120. And like on the bus, the guy is saying, who? He doesn't remember who the guy is. Move him Elif ki ahava kazum mugbelas biyasoida. It's understood that this ahava to begin with is very limited. Vitluya bisnagus Shimon klape Ruvain. And it all depends. As long as Shimon makes Ruvain laugh, as long as Shimon makes Ruvain happy, as long as Shimon agrees with Ruvain and things are going well, then they're friends. So ahava tluya b'davar. V'nisun l'shinum. Therefore, it's a changeable, negotiable friendship. It changes. It's constantly in flux. When you're getting more out of the guy, then it's better. When you're getting less, it's worse. There are marriages like that. V'rega shiyalim hadavar by tluya ahava. And if that thing, like the Mishnah says, if that thing disappears, that you are the reason, the underlying reason why you love the person, if that's gone, then mikresh lanu kishiyizbar she'ein l'shimon es ha'isin ha'mailas shematzah b'ruvain. When Ruvain finds out that Shimon Taka does not have the mailas that he thought he has, which usually means like when you become the guy's roommate, right? So once you become the person's roommate, you see, that's not what I thought it was. So then it's finished. It's ha'isididus, it's out, finished, it's done. That's the end of the Ahava. Because he doesn't love, Ruvain doesn't love Shimon, Ruvain loves himself. And he loves how Shimon makes him feel. If Shimon doesn't make him feel that way, then there's no Ahava. That's Ahava Chitzonis. When the Ari HaKadosh says, B'chol Nafshi Ma'oidi, Nafshi Ma'oidi, he's talking about Ahava Atmos. And the question is, how is that possible? Means, because you would say, the only person I could possibly love in such a way, without any conditions, without any expectation of benefit, without any fringe benefit, or hope of anything, is oneself. And yet we're taught that V'ahavta recha kamoicha means kamoicha mamish. So that Mitzvah will continue next week.